You're listening to SBS News.
With a shift in military modernisation and a renewed focus on the Indo-Pacific region, Australia's defence strategy and capabilities are expanding significantly. Speaking at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds accused China of unsettling the Indo-Pacific region, saying its expansion has put Australia in an insecure position.
Australia's strategic environment is complex, is increasingly contested, and is also changing rapidly. Major power competition, militarisation, disruption and technological change, and many other new threats are all making our region less safe.
Ms. Reynolds identified China as one of the primary factors influencing the government's new approach to strategic positioning within the Indo-Pacific.
We welcome them as a responsible regional partner, but where behaviours are not consistent with the standards not only do we expect of ourselves, but we also expect of all other regional nations in terms of sovereign respect, in terms of adherence to rules-based order, then we are calling that behaviour out.
According to the Department of Defence, the prospect of conflict in the region remains unlikely, but the possibility is less remote than previously. Ms. Reynolds says the region has changed and China's behaviour has changed the region.
Influence becomes interference. Economic cooperation becomes coercion. And investment becomes entrapment. All of these pressures are contributing to uncertainty and tension, raising the risk of military confrontation and also compromising free and open trade. Australia must be prepared for all of these strategic challenges.
The comments follow the announcement of a $270 billion investment in Australia's defence strategy over the next 10 years. Ms. Reynolds says across the Indo-Pacific, countries are modernising their military and increasing their preparation for conflict.
They are transforming the characteristics of warfare. Nations are increasingly employing coercive tactics that fall below the threshold of armed conflict. Cyber attacks, foreign interference, and economic pressure seek to exploit the grey area between peace and war.
It signals a significant shift in military focus. Since 2001, Australia has invested over $15 billion on military involvement in the Middle East and less than $4 billion in the Indo-Pacific region. Describing the region as the epicentre of rising strategic competition, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has referred to the border dispute between India and China as an example of territorial tension. He says two powerful forces have forced Australia's hand.
The conflation of economic uncertainty and global instability. When you get the combination of these two forces at any time in our history, regardless of their causes, then that should give us reason to understand the changing times, to recognise that Australia, over the last few years, like the rest of the world, like the rest of the region, is facing a very different environment than we were even quite recently. And that is why we have made the changes that we have made.
So what are China's interests in the Indo-Pacific region? China has a growing military presence in the South China Sea and the East China Sea, which includes training exercises, land claims, and the deployment of long-range missiles. China recently engaged in violent clashes with Indian forces on its border. China has extended loans to several small Pacific nations, which critics describe as unsustainable debt traps. Meanwhile, Victoria attracted criticism in 2018 from federal MPs over its agreement to join China's Belt and Road Initiative, a multi-million dollar revival of an ancient road and ocean network connecting China to the rest of the world. National Executive Director of the Australian Institute for International Affairs, Dr. Bryce Wakefield, says growing tensions between the United States and China have also put the region on edge.
One of the aspects of the Indo-Pacific is that it is a strategy to deal with US decline in the region. A lot of people are concerned that the US has become more inward-looking, that its approaches to Asia and particularly China are fairly blunt and not terribly sophisticated. And a focus on the Indo-Pacific can be, in the minds of some, a way to bring the US back to the table, securing American interests in the region.
Dr. Wakefield leads the Indo-Pacific Research Forum, a collaboration of leaders assessing interests in the Indo-Pacific region and Australia's place within it. He says it would be a mistake to focus solely on military strategy in the region.
There is a danger that if we focus too much on strategy and the military as an effective instrument to protect our interests in the Indo-Pacific, that we lose a lot of nuance in our approach to very important problems there of interest to Australia.
Those include issues like fighting the coronavirus pandemic, trade, people smuggling and organised crime. National Security Professor Rory Medcalf from the Australian National University says the shift in defence strategy suggests Australia is serious about its own defence.
And it is also a signal to China to say that we will engage with China but from a position of our own strength. This is about Australia really for the first time since the 1940s in thinking about itself as a country that can fight against powerful countries in our region and defend our interests.
The opposition says government has neglected the region and Pacific neighbours need more to earn their trust. Labor's spokesman on international development and the Pacific, Pat Conroy, says relationships with the Pacific Island states should be more meaningful than just defence and security. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.